This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and, of course, your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Tess and Magga.
Gee, thanks, Tess. Our next guest.
You sound surprised.
Oh, no, because you normally go with Magga and Tess. Or Tess and Macca.
No. You've trained me.
I've issued instructions.
That's quite
issued
right.
Issued instructions. Shane Delia is a restaurateur.
And a very good one.
And a very good one. Good bloke, too. Hey, Shane, how are you?
I'm good, mate. It's nice to be known as a good bloke. A lot of people call me a prick. So.
Oh, well, you know. Well, you're that, too. You're an unctuous prick. There you go.
I like your TV shows, by the way. I love watching your little trailer in Turkey as you sort of approach little villages and find old mums and dads.
Is that because you're Greek, Tash? You like seeing someone in Turkey?
Yeah, what's the problem? I'm not racist.
United politics today.
It was in Turkey, it wasn't. Okay. Shane.
Yeah, mate.
I wanted to have a chat with you this morning because, you know, hospitality, we've all had the great fortune of particularly our Melbourne listeners, growing up in Melbourne and the food and wine scene in Melbourne is one of the best in the world. We all know that. Great chefs, great produce, great locations, you know, great drinks, great service. Now, that's been kicked in the nuts by COVID. Yep. And, you know, takeaway, bloody takeaway, for God's sake. But, I mean, it's been the lifeblood of the industry, keeping the industry perhaps just on the resuscitator. But we've now see great on-street dining. We've seen the expansion, not just of you and colleagues of yours that you're working with, of different ways for people to access this great food, to bring life back to hospitality as we come out of COVID. So tell us what you've been up to.
Oh, mate, it's probably been the busiest year of my life, you know, and I've always been a sort of hammer and tong type of guy going a million miles an hour. But this year, I feel like, even though there's been a lot of adversity, there's been a hell of a lot of opportunity. I think that the world's been a lot more quiet. There's been less noise. There's been less influence or jargon. And people can just get on with what they need to get on with if they're focused. And it's given birth to things like Providor. I mean, Providor has been a great business that we started right at the beginning of lockdown. I mean, there's no way in hell I would have been able to get that business off the ground in the old world. But, you know, over the last 4 months, you know, we've put over $30 million back into the pockets of the hospitality industry in Melbourne. I mean, we're on track to do $100 million in the first year. I mean, so that's a significant amount of revenue coming back into restaurants and just giving them some cash flow to sustain and hopefully diversify. You know, we want restaurants in Melbourne to do more.
And that business wasn't there before.
No, it definitely wasn't. But, I mean, it gives them a good chance to think about what they're doing and what they've done and is it the best way. And, you know, because we've got a huge issue at the moment, mate. You know, 50% of our workforce has always been 457 visas. And they were told to piss off. So they're not here. So yeah, we've got 50% of the workforce is gone. 15% of the workforce was student visas. They're not here either. So we've only got a quarter of our workforce here. And, I mean, it's pretty scary for restaurants at the moment. They need to find new ways to make things happen. So there's much opportunity out there, but there's also a few challenges.
Can you carry a tray, Tess?
No, I'm afraid I can't.
I don't think either of us would be any good as... Wade, as you mentioned there, Shane, the death of the influencer. Whilst we want a vaccine for COVID-19, COVID-19 is the vaccine for the influencer. I, for one, are glad to see the death of the influencer. The influencers, they need to go.
Yeah. No, it's been good. I mean, less relevant now. You know, you can't see Botox in lips with a mask on. So,
yeah.
It's been pretty bloody good. I've actually enjoyed it. You know, you get to stare into people's eyes for a change instead of looking at everything else as detracting from it. So it's been good.
You're going to get us into trouble. That's good. I want to ask Shane, outdoor dining, you know, as I was driving in this morning, I was coming down Lygon Street and a lot of the on-street parking spaces have now been taken, you know, with barricades and tables and chairs, and I think this is great. Now, it's great in the weather that we've got right at the moment.
Yeah.
Unless, you know...
It's great to get the cars out of the city, Macca.
Oh, God, you get on your bike, Tess. The thing is, it's actually created an environment for people, you know, to eat outdoors, which we all love. Weather permitting, Shane, how do you see this playing out? I mean, you know, you operate in Smith Street, don't you?
Yeah. So we've got a restaurant in Smith Street right opposite the circuit, and they've done an awesome job there of putting those bollards out and creating opportunity. But
and you've got a nice one up on Windsor on Chapel Street.
Yeah, I've got another one there as well. And those two joints at the moment are shut just because of the density quota. I mean, they're only small venues, and you know, if you can only fit 15 or 16 people in there, it's probably not great business sense. But I mean, Sally Capp and her team have been doing a brilliant job in Melbourne, I feel, you know, trying to re-energise the city, and they've really helped us out. I mean, Macca, we've shut down Bond Street. I mean, we've set up a full marquee.
I know,
to be here till May, and it's un-bloody believable.
So,
unbelievable, mate. I'm here now.
We've actually just got a message here, Shane. I attended one of the best meals I've ever had at Maha, where Shane hosted a fundraiser organised by Joy. I remember that. So Bond Street is now a marquee.
Yeah, so we've created a venue called Layla.
Yeah.
And I'm literally here now. On the weekends we're doing, you know, brunch, lunch, dinner, and it's just it's the vacation that people wanted to have this year and couldn't get to.
Yeah.
So it feels very sort of, you know, European, Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, open air, good music, great food, no bullshit, and just, you know, really, really, really nice. And this could not have been done in the old world. I've been trying for years to get a permit to do something.
And, you know, I'm glad you acknowledge Sally Capital. So we've got to acknowledge Dick Gwynne, the Minister for Planning, who basically ruled that, you know, if you want to apply for one of these permits, the council effectively, okay, there'll be some rules around it. And this has been such a great initiative. So City of Melbourne really kicked it off. And then other suburbs are doing it as well. Do you see this, Shane, as something that will stay with us for a very long time with good weather, not just because of COVID? Do you see this, Melburnians are going to get really get a taste for this?
Oh, look, I hope so. I mean, the reality is, though, I mean, on a day like today, it's brilliant. You know, this week's going to be really nice. But is it enough to save restaurants? I mean, unless they've got something like what we've got, probably not. But does it give people an opportunity and a reason to come back and re-engage with the venues that they love? Most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, most definitely. And I hope it's something that we embrace because, I mean, it's always sort of been what's missing here in Melbourne, it's sort of the outdoor dining. I mean, we haven't really got the weather for it, but, you know, just the opportunity to have it's great.
Shane, you mentioned earlier on the nature of the workforce being largely students and 457 visas. What do you see as being the future of the workforce for the sector, for the industry?
I wish I knew the answer, mate. I try to be as hopeful and positive in all facets of my life, but my hope for you know, a resurgence of a Australian-led workforce is pretty dim, to be honest. I mean, I think that for us to reinvigorate this industry, it's a much broader discussion around IR reform. I think we need to really incentivise workers, employers, unions, all representatives, to create an environment where we can actually sustain a profitable future for everybody. And I just don't see that playing field here now, mate. I really don't. I don't know how we encourage young Australians to get off their butt and get into work and actually have passion for it.
So are you saying that people are choosing not to work? As opposed to, so there are jobs, obviously, but you're saying that people are choosing not to work.
Well, it's easier not to work at the moment, I think. I think that the incentives that have been put out there have been brilliant. They've saved so many jobs, and they will continue to save jobs and businesses and livelihoods.
But that lifeline's going to go, though.
It's going to go.
Yeah, exactly, and then what's going to happen? You know what I mean?
I see one of the challenges here, Shane, you know, the argument about salary and benefits in the industry. You know, we've all heard that, and there's very differing views. I see part of the solution is that as customers, we need to understand, right, that a place that is paying rent and employing people and a lot of equipment, that's selling a coffee for $3.80, you know what, they're not making much money on it. We need to pay more for the food and the service that we receive, which is world class. I know a lot of people go, oh, you know, but the reality is it's not just one part of it. So what you're talking about, I agree, it's the whole equation needs to change.
No, I think so.
I'd rather pay another buck for a coffee for someone to be paid the right amount of money, and for the person who's running running that business to actually get a decent return.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's a total recalibration. Don't get me wrong, I'm not the bloke saying people need to be paid less. That's not my agenda at all.
No, you're not one of those chefs.
No, mate, I'm not. I mean, I was the bloke earning nothing for years and years, and to be honest, I'm still pretty exposed at the moment. But no, I think everyone should be paid really well. I think it should be fair. It should be transparent and manageable. But we definitely need it as consumers. I mean, you know, I was cleaning out some stuff, you know, in my garage during COVID, and I found some old menus from back in 1999 and 1998. And let me tell you, the menu prices are what they are today.
Yeah.
So, you know, we haven't really increased.
No. Shane, great to talk to you.
Keep up the great work.
Keep up the great work.
And the great attitude.
And the great food.
And the great food. And continue.
And the love.
And continue to be a good bloke, even though everyone thinks you're a prick.
I'm a little prick. Anyway.
Please don't tell us your problems on air.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we don't want to hear about your personal issues.
It's not an issue for me.
All right, I've got to go before I get
into serious trouble. Shane, thank you for your time this morning. Best wishes to you.
See you, boys.
Thanks, boys.
See you, guys.
That was Shane Delia, the industry does have a reputation with black money and workers. You know, I think it is the total issue we need to look at. It's not.
I think we need to make choices, Macca, and vote with our feet on these issues. I won't go to restaurants that are known to be paying people in cash.
No.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.